family together with them. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
What a beautiful Sunday. How many want to be healed? How many want to be better tomorrow than you are today? Hallelujah. Okay. That's what I need to know. Thank you, Lord. That's so beautiful. Let's read God's Word together. We're going to read from Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul, in my inmost being, praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
Could you say that one more time, your Lord? Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Write that down. You ought to underline that. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns with love and compassion.
Hallelujah. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel.
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love.
He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever.
Praise the Lord, O His heavenly host, you servants of His will.
That's you. Praise the Lord, all His works, everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. What a beautiful reading. You ought to put that on your refrigerator. That just write that one line. Put it on your notebook. Put it somewhere where you can see it. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Amen? Forget not all His benefits. I think that's the first thing that we do. It's so amazing. It's God working. When I'm putting a sermon together, and then I see this, it goes exactly with the sermon today, I can tell you, God is on the job. Amen? Hallelujah. We're in all in one accord. And y'all want to be healed today. I want to be healed today. Hallelujah. Lord, we need to pray. Father, there's a lot of things in this world, Lord, that we just don't understand. There's evil in this world we just can't comprehend. There's fighting and there's wars in this world, Lord, and we just need you to give it to you. Too big for us to understand, too big for us to fix, Lord. We know that it won't take you. That's what it's going to take, God. And our testimonies today, Lord, just know that all things are changed when we give these problems to you. All things are changed when men follow your word. All things are changed, Lord, when we lean on you and trust in you. The God of the Bible. The God of the Bible just puts it in peace. The God of the Bible puts it in a place where we can all prosper. And that's what we want to do, Lord. We live this one life that we have here on earth before we come to be with you for eternity, Lord, and the beautiful rewards that we have with you and the joy we have this life, this beautiful life that is a gift. And we do want to prosper, Lord. And we know the way to prosper is with you. And we do want health, Lord. And the way to good health is with you, reading your word and knowing what your promises are. And, Lord, we want to see others prosper. And we know that, Lord, if they follow you, they will. And if we can help them, we will, Lord. And we want to see the world at peace. And we know that it can only be at peace if they follow you. Lord, if they listen to your words, Lord, we can't fix those problems ourselves. We need your help. Our testimony today is, Lord, that just we acknowledge that, Lord. And we're going to keep praying until that answer comes, Lord. We're just going to keep praying. And we know, Lord, that our peace and our joy and our love that we have right here doesn't come from the world that we look at. We look at the world, Lord, and we see these troubles. We see these wars. We see people fighting and dying. We see the anger, Lord. We know that that peace can't come from you. That joy can't come from you. That love, the love that we have in our hearts for our friends and our families, Lord, it comes from you. So, Lord, we just want more of you. And we want to forget not all your benefits today, Lord. That's our prayer for today, Lord, that we leave here and we start to remember all those benefits. We start to see you, Lord, in all of our lives and everything that we do every day. We see you first, and that'll change our attitude, and it'll be blessings for us and those around us, Lord. Because when you change things, it doesn't just change for our favor. It changes for everybody's favor, and we need your touch, Lord. We need your touch more than ever. And that's our prayer, and that's our testimony today, Lord, that we need more of you. And we pray that in your beautiful Son, Jesus, who sits at your right hand. Amen.
Trust him. Do you love him? I'm asking you between, do you love God? Do you trust God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wrong date, Larry. I knew that. I'm
just testing myself. I'm excited about today's sermon. Did I ever say that to you? Have I ever said that I'm excited about sermons? This is the best day you've ever had me. I'm telling you, this is the day that will change your life. People come to church, they should be, their life should be changed. Amen? When you get up and you go to a church, wherever you're going, when you leave, something should be different. Amen? Can I get it? Amen? Something in your heart, your spirit, your joy, your strength should be different. Have you ever noticed the difference between people who know God and those that really never wanted to? Have you ever noticed the difference between people who know God and don't even care about God? When they face troubles, when they face pain and sorrow, loss of a loved one, or anger, especially anger. You ever notice the difference? There's a huge difference, is there not? There's a huge gap between those who love God and those who don't seem to have a need for God. How about those people who know God, believe in God? You hear people say, I believe in God, but have never known His promises or how God yearns to be in their life. Have you ever thought, have you ever just taken a second and said, God yearns for my company? God in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, He yearns to have your company. He doesn't want to hear your wisdom. He doesn't want to, He just wants you to sit and talk to Him for a while. How you doing? He say to you, how you doing? How'd you like that baseball game yesterday? Did you have a good, tell me about the vacation you just had, Pastor Larry. And you had to, tell me about the joy you had. That's what He wants to hear from you. He knows your needs. Amen. How many know? He knows your needs. Amen. But he wants to just fellowship. He said, I want to be your friend. He yearns for that. Hallelujah. These people don't know. People who say, I believe in God. I've taken one word out of that. I believe God. Do you say that instead? You people say, I believe in God. I say, well, that's good, but I believe God. There's a difference. Have you ever noticed the difference between those people? You see people who go to whatever church they go to and they leave there and they're the same walking out. I said, well, what did you get? Did you get some time with Jesus? Did He put His arms around you? And if He didn't, then what were you doing? Because somebody told you you're going to go to hell if you didn't go to church? What were you doing going there? Amen? There's a difference between even Christians who are on fire and who believe. Can I get an amen? You hear the difference in people who love God, how they talk about Him, how they praise Him, how they tell people what God did for, oh, what God did for me yesterday. They talk and they want to bring others to be, oh, you should, oh, come to church because it's so much fun and you learn and it feels so good. Hallelujah. And they give thanks for all that He's done. How many have given thanks? I know you. Y'all giving thanks for God. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, good and bad happen to everybody. Y'all know that? Good and bad happen to everybody. Every one of us. We all face trials and troubles. We can't escape that. How many know that? Many times, however, and I'm not going to get into this too far, but I just want to say, many times, however, our trials and our troubles are self-inflicted. Amen? Been drinking too much and smoking and whatever your choice, whatever your vices are, you know that it's not good for your body. You know that. You know, the Bible says a glass of wine, and I believe that. A glass of wine every day. If you can't have alcohol, then have some grape juice and put it up to God. Say, this is my wine today, Lord, because you know. But I say that a glass of wine heals, because it told me, Paul told me, that it heals things inside of you in your stomach. Amen? Paul said that, so I believe it. But like Marcia said once, some people can't have any drinks. And I said, you're absolutely right. I got to tell you, take the glass of grape juice, put it up to God and say, this is my wine, Lord. It's not there yet, but I'm going to take, and God will use that. Amen. God honors your prayer like that. So some of our things are self-inflicted, but that's for another day. When stress comes, when you get stressed about anything, what, you start to worry. Amen. And then you get pain, and then you get sadness, and then what follows that? Sickness. You see people who are sick, they're stressed. You see people who are sick and they tell you about it every day, they're stressed. Amen? They're sick and they don't know what to do about it. So they get worse. Not knowing God, how He changes things and yearns to help us. And I put that word yearns in again because I want you to know. I want you to leave here thinking, God really yearns for my company? Yes. Amen? He yearns for you to love this book because this is His word to you. Hallelujah. Not knowing God, how He changes things. And how He allows a lot of... Now, Stress comes. How many know stress comes? Let me tell you, stress isn't from God, is it? Worry isn't from God. Well, let me tell you, sometimes it's not from the devil either, amen? You can't blame the devil on every bad thing that happens because things happen to believers and non-believers, amen? But not knowing God, not knowing God when something happens, hallelujah, how He changes things. If you don't know God when it happens, who does that leave room for? Who does it leave room for?
The devil.
The devil, amen? Now, he might not have caused the problem, but if you don't call on God to help you fix it, and you don't start praying, guess who moves right in? Oh, you got a problem? Your back hurting? Yeah, you know. The doctor said you got a bad report. The doctor said you can't be cured. Oh, yeah, I can carry that. The devil's going to carry that ball for you, amen? When you don't trust God, who do you trust? You trust yourself. Praise God. And when you trust yourself, that means you trust your own thoughts and your own understanding. And let me tell you what, Leif, and I wrote this, I like it, where doubt and worry are the home team. When you start trusting yourself and the doubt and the worry, that's the home team. That's what you got. You start trusting yourself. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm going to do. And then you go off and you fall off the cliff. Amen. Are you with me? Again, trouble comes, but it's how we face it and handle it that brings the victory and the healing. How many want to be healed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We were driving home from our trip. It's not about my vacation, it's about what we're talking about. We got closer to Pennsylvania, and I know I was going to face Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. I've driven all across the country many times. My wife always jokes about it. I don't like being on the highway. If I can avoid the turnpikes, I do. Coming home, we had a beautiful ride, but as we got closer to Pennsylvania on the second day, and I knew we were going to be about 4 o'clock into the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, I could feel when we were in West Virginia, I could feel 5 hours before that, and she knew that my back started to hurt. I started to get a little tense, and I started to get a little quiet, and I started to realize, I realized right then, this is something between God and I realized, I'm stressing. No reason to, my wife said, and I started to feel my body get sick. I started to feel me sweat a little bit. I started to feel me hold the steering wheel, and I'm thinking, oh God, I don't want to, this is, what am I going to do? We're going to get to Scranton, it's going to be rush hour. I hate traffic, and I don't know what road, and I got, and it caused me to be almost sick, amen? That's stress. Whatever you're feeling, stress destroys your body, amen? Are you with me? That feeling I had, I said, I had to give it to God. I had to give it to God. I had to give, God, I had to, my wife is with me. Everything's fine. The car's running great. But I could feel the stress. If I'm driving the day before, I was, right? I could feel. You can feel it, amen? When you start to get worried about something, you feel your body getting sick, amen? You get sick. Your back hurts. You start stressing. Your back hurts worse, amen? You get sick. Hallelujah. The other day, praise God, my wife and I had a show to do, and then we had another show to do after we had to pack the car where we were and then go and set up at the other place. We packed the car after the nursing home and we went to the other place. I set up all my stuff. We got in the car and she got a phone call from the nursing home that we just played at. Oh, Larry, you left your guitar in the parking lot. It was safe. They went out and got it, brought it in the nurse's station, put it in the med room. Mr. Greg Chassie went and picked it up for us on the way home, on the way to the job. Yeah, give him praise. There you go. It's a good time to ask for a raise. I don't even want to know. I didn't want to, she said, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about all the things that could have, bad things that could have happened. What happened was God put an angel over the guitar case until somebody found it, and then they gave it to the nurse's station, and I got it. I believe that's what happened. Amen. I believe that God just put somebody over the guitar case. I'm telling you, I want to see God like that every single day. I want to know that He's there. Hallelujah. Yeah, right. Hallelujah. Right after this service. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now, we pray to God about removing the stress. Amen. How many have prayed to God and said, Lord, this is good. You got to take care of this. Let me tell you about God. Sometimes God prefers to what? Carry you through the stress. I was in Pennsylvania. I was stressed out. And I'm thinking, God, you got to help me. My bride found a road, a Pennsylvania Turnpike, it was called. We saw it. It's about 12 miles before Wilkes-Barre. She said, you got to go about 11 miles out of your way. I got on this other highway. We got on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Didn't even hardly see it on the map. And we went over Wilkes-Barre and around Scranton, 5 o'clock, 4:30 traffic, around Scranton, back to 81. I bet we saw 25 cars for the 20 miles. There was nobody on the road, nobody. It's a little toll road that people, it's like the best kept secret in the world. And as I got around Scranton, I just said, how can I not thank God for this? I mean, I thank my bride for being there. Now, you understand? God said to me, Larry, you got a lot of stress going on here, and I know you're calling on me, and I know you're a little worried. He said, but I'm going to carry you through. I'm going to carry you through this. You ever wonder why he wanted to? I don't know what he could have done to remove it. He's God. He could have done anything. But he said, I'm going to carry you through. You got a problem? He's saying to you right now, I'm going to carry you through. Miss Patty said, you got something on your heart. I'm going to carry you. You're going to go. You ever wonder why? Because he wants you to be a player in the game. Amen? Amen? You watch a baseball game, whatever you're doing, you watch guys shoot bow and arrow, whatever your joy is, you're watching, that was fun, you turn it off, that's what you get. But when you play the game, when you shoot the bow and arrow, all of a sudden it's greater. When you're playing and you're going fishing, you watch people fishing on TV, well, that was good. But when you go fishing, amen, it's better. Isn't it better? God is saying to you, you know what? I want you to play the game. You're going to play with me. Hallelujah. He wants you to be a player and not a spectator. Because if he does all this stuff for you, guess what? What it said in the... We forget. Amen? We forget. Amen? Can I get an amen? You forget all the things that God is doing for you every day. All the things He's been doing for you. Because you're not a player. You're a spectator. God is saying, oh, yeah. Fred, I'll get you through it, but you're going to have to do your part. Hallelujah. I got jobs for you to do. You got other things I want you to take care of. You know why? He wants you to grow. He wants you to grow in strength. Now, I'm not reading a lot from the Bible, but I'm going to tell you one thing the Bible says. The Bible says we are running a race. You read that? It says we're running a race. So who's running the race?
Yeah.
And what are we doing? Running the race. So we're doing, so we're what? We're players, amen? We are players in the game. And we are running a race, which, what does that mean? It means it's present tense. Are you with me? We are now running a race. So it's you're playing the game. We're not talking about parking places anymore. We've had 3 years of more fun about my wife and I finding parking places, and it never fails. He never fails. I give him thanks everywhere we go. Last night at the weekend, God gives us parking places. Amen. I tell you, we talked about that so that you could see. I told you to remember those things because the little blessings add up to a big blessing when the problems come. Amen. So we're talking about the main course. Victory over stress, doubt, and worry. How many want that? All right. Here it comes. Here it comes. Ready? It starts with remembering all that God has blessed you with. It starts with remembering. All right? What is that? It's an action. Amen? You have to remember. Your children, your family, the finances you have, your job that you have, the love of your life, the talents that He's blessed you with, amen? The talents. You might be good on a computer, you might be good with a bow and arrow, George Marston, Master Archer. The talents that God has blessed you with, you have to remember them, amen? You have to go back and say, you know, I'm really good at this. People like me. People like to be with me. I must be compassionate. I'm good at giving compassion. Amen? I have talent to make somebody feel better. Amen? When you say nice things to somebody, guess what? They feel better. Right? So if you have a talent to do that, that's a gift from God. Hallelujah. It starts with that. How he's carried you through in the past. It says right there, what we were reading, forget not all his benefits. Let me ask you something. Anybody going through anything today? Oh. Do you think that God is so busy that he forgot you? You think he forgot you? You think that God forgot how to bless you? Because we said he's blessed you. Mr. Jim Howe, you know how to play the guitar. You know how many people here would love to how to play the guitar, but they can't? And you are a wonderful singer. Whether you want to tell people about it, you have a voice that we all love to hear. Those have heard you sing. That's a gift from God. Now you can say, oh, I'm not a good singer, and then God's saying, well, what am I doing here? I bless this guy to sing, and he said he don't like the way he sings. Well, I'll make him sound like Tiny Tim. Although Tiny Tim got a lot more money than we did, Jim, so. That's right. Hallelujah. What's the cure? What's the start of the healing? We forget to connect. This is the best part. This is the part that you're waiting for. But this is also the hardest part. We all faced ups and downs, some still that linger. Hallelujah, we all said that. And when the unexpected happens, when the things happen in life somehow, anybody with a computer mind will understand, that our brain shuts down the part that holds the faith document storage. All of a sudden, that little section of the computer doesn't work. The more you see his hands in your lives, the stronger your faith becomes. Are you with me? The more that you see God. After this Pennsylvania trip and my guitar the other day, I'm telling you, I have all faith in God. Amen. It doesn't mean that things aren't going to come against me and my wife. I understand that. But when they do, I have this background saying, you know, God, you've carried me through all this. I'm not going to worry about this. I got other things. Amen. The more you see his hand in your life, the stronger your faith becomes. You know, there are people in this world who wake up and immediately put their problems right in front of them. You ever meet anybody like that? They wake up and the first thing they think about is the problems. Are you with me? Imagine the difference, and here's the start of your healing. Not from Larry, not from your pastor, from God, amen? The start of your healing. Imagine instead of waking up every day and putting your problems on, my back hurts, my leg hurts, I got a bad report from the doctor, I'm worried about this, I need a mate. The first thing that you do when you wake up is you put Jesus in front of you. Say, good morning, Jesus, how are you? Let's see. How you doing, Jesus? Let's get this day started. That's the first thing you put in front of you. And then you tell God this. You say, you know, Lord, I'm glad you're with me today. So here's what I'm going to do, Jesus. I'm going to do all the little things that you're going to allow me to do today. You gave me a job. I'll go to a job. I got somebody to take care of. I'm going to do the little things that I can do get done. And I circle this. I will try, Jesus, and allow you to work on those problems that I can't fix, the ones I can't solve. And he said, and then you tell him, and then I'm going to allow you to do it without any of my suggestions and without my help. I'm going to get out of your way. I got things I got to do. I got a place I got to be. People are expecting me. So that's what I got to do. I got to get in my car and I got to get. But all these things that are just would stress me out, I'm going to give them to you. Because I can't. And I'm not going to tell you how to fix them. I mess it up anyway. And I'm going to allow you to do it. Hallelujah. That's the first thing. Hallelujah. How many know that your actions have reactions? You know that? To prove somebody wrong, if you're mad at somebody and you want to prove them wrong, that takes an action. Are you with me? Dreams. How many know your dreams and ambitions, they take an action. Amen? Your wants and your desires to reach them, what does it mean? You have an action. You have to do something. Being healthy takes an action. Are you with me? Being lazy takes no action. No faith takes No action. No dreams? Take no action. No ambition takes? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many know that the food you eat can actually change your life? Do you know that? The food that you eat. I'm not telling you about diets. There's so many self-help books out there, how many books of what to eat. But this book tells you the way to eat, how to eat sometimes can change your life. Just some foods that you enjoy can change the way you are, to change your diet a little bit once in a while. I had a foot problem, my wife will tell you, for a year and a half, my left foot hurt so much, that the little, what do you call that, the arch, that I prayed every day, Lord, I know you're going to take care of this problem. Lord, I know you're going to take care of this problem. I had really good shoes, we were the Clarks, I love Clark's shoes. The shoes that I had on, I loved them, they were a half a size too big. They were wide. They weren't even too, like, they were just the wide size. We went to the store. She bought me a new pair of shoes for Christmas. And the lady said, oh, these shoes are just a little too wide for your feet. She bought me a pair of shoes that fit exactly right. I don't have that pain anymore. Amen? Did God take care of that? Maybe God was saying, sometimes you got to have a little action. Amen? Sometimes you got to use your brain. If your back is really hurting you, don't do any work for a couple of days. Amen? If your arms are hurting you, don't do any work. Amen? Sometimes you have to rest in the Lord. Sometimes you have to find peace. If you're under stress, go somewhere, sit on the park somewhere, take an hour for yourself. Say, I don't have an hour. Yes, you do. Amen? If it's stress that bad, you have an hour to give it to God. Just go and sit and feel the breeze on your face. But those shoes, just something that simple. And the food that we eat. Let me tell you something else that's in the Bible. We're going to talk about it. I could read it, but you remember Daniel, when Daniel was captured by the kings and they found favor. Daniel and his friends found favor. And the king said, give them all my delicacies and my wine, and I want to give them all that and let them eat that, because he wanted them to serve him. And Daniel said to the eunuch, you remember what he said? I don't want his delicacies, and I don't want the wine. He said, I want vegetables. Give me and my friends vegetables and water. And the eunuch said, well, I can't do that, because if I do that, the king's going to be mad at you, because he's going to see you and you're going to look sickly and he's going to think that I didn't know. Daniel said, no. Daniel said, you give me vegetables and water for 10 days. And then you come back and see how it is. And when the eunuch came back, their appearance, amen, their strength, their everything was so beautiful that they decided to, everybody else is going to have vegetables and water instead of the delicacy and the wine from the king. Amen? Now, that story's got to mean more than that. Amen? It's got to mean more than Daniel may have said, well, he didn't want to eat anything from the king. He didn't want to take anything. No, he took food. Amen? But he said to the eunuch, come back in 10 days. And when he came back, their appearance, their skin, they shined. They were healthy. Amen? I'm telling you that water. David, when you go in the woods, do you take a bottle of water with you? Have you done it all your life? George, I know we didn't. I know years that we didn't. One day I decided I'm going to take water. I took a bottle of water in the woods with me. And then when I was especially turkey hunting, when you're walking all over the woods, Gary, and I said, I just feel like my whole body got regenerated. I took a half of that water and I just said, I feel good. I feel like water made my body feel good. Amen. Can I get an amen? I was thinking, as I'm reading this and doing this, I said, of course it does. Daniel wanted vegetables and water. I'm not telling you to be, you know, because the Bible says we're supposed to eat the deer, amen, and the cows and all the stuff that we eat and the chickens and stuff. They're put here for us to eat, amen, for our body. If you don't choose to eat fish and meat, that's fine. That's between you and yourself. God's not going to be mad at you if you decide you don't want to, amen. But it's put here for us to enjoy, amen. The protein and the food is good. But Daniel's telling us something here. He's saying sometimes you got to give your body a chance to heal. Amen. And I'm thinking, I'm telling you as your pastor, that water for your body is so so important that sometimes we forget. Look at Bernie drinking water. God bless you, my brother. I'm telling you, I'm just saying, you don't have to, but go to Walmart, go wherever you go, buy a case of water. $3 for a case, and drink two or three bottles. Have your coffee. I love, we're going to have coffee. Have your tea, have your soda, have anything else. But tell yourself, you know, I'm going to start putting some water like God did in my body. Amen? And it sounds crazy, but remember, your pastor's not in his right mind. Are you with me? Now, when you wake up tomorrow, tell Jesus your concerns. When you wake up tomorrow, put your problems to the back and tell Jesus your concerns. Let him walk before you. Ask for favor. How many have ever asked God for favor? Don't stop doing it. Ask him for favor with my boss, with my job, with school. Ask him for favor wherever you got to go. But here's the funny thing about asking him for favor. He already knows what you need before you ask him. Amen? But the fact that you ask him confirms to him that you know that he's going to help you. You know that you just tied him in. Amen? You made the connection. I tell you, do that first before you tell him about your problem. Do that first before you look at your problems. Wake up first with God. Wake up. You and God. I don't care how long you believe, how old you're, 85 years old, said, I've never done that. I said, good, start tomorrow. Because it's healing for your body. It truly is. I said, get that case of water, drink it. Drink some water. Give your body all this. And listen, this is a perfect time. It's a perfect time for vegetables and fruit. Amen? You've been to the store. The cherries, the berries, the peaches, the plums, they're coming out. They're all fresh. All the vegetables, all the squashes, the red peppers and the green peppers. Cut them up. Cook them in a grill. They taste good. How many know they taste good? If Daniel did it for 10, he refused all the good stuff and he took the vegetables. Eat more. Say, you know what? I'm going to buy some more. I'm going to have a piece of fruit today. I'm going to have a peach. I'm going to have a plum. And you know, God said, eat all you want. It's not like eating something that's bad for you. Amen? You had a candy bar. You'd eat it in a second and you'd want another one later. Amen? You could still have the candy bar. I'm not giving you health tips. I'm giving you God tips here. Amen? It's a perfect time for this sermon. It's a great time for fresh vegetables and fruits. Fill your body with goodness. Let your body have the tools it needs to heal you. I'm going to get personal, but to cleanse you. Amen? Let God's gifts, those fruits and berries and vegetables are gifts from God. Amen? He made them first. Remember, he created this world? He put those plants there and those vegetables for us to enjoy. They're good things. He gave us clear, beautiful water to drink. Amen? Some places don't have the blessings that we have. We drove across the United States of America and we saw a country being blessed by God. The beauty of our country, the gifts that God is blessing us with, we saw with our own eyes. So if he's blessing us with stuff and you want a healing, I'm telling you, do the things that the Bible says. I'm just telling you, and Dave will tell you, I know he will. Buy some water. You might think I'm crazy. And yeah, I am. I'm crazy for God. But give your body the goodness, amen? Give your body a chance. Say, do it every day for God. Have your steak. It's not about what you're eating. It's about the fact that you're filling it with those vegetables and that fruit and the water, because your body, and you got people here, Nurse Nancy knows how much water is in your body. Your body's three-quarters of it, all that. I mean, your body craves for that, amen? God put it here for us. Feed your mind with God, and feed your body God's goodness, amen? Together, it removes the stress. When you put God first, you wake up every day and put him first, and remember all the things he's done for you in the past, amen? Remember, Pat, all the blessings he's given you, all the joys, all the laughter. He's not forgotten how to do that. David, he's not forgotten how to heal your home, how to make you happier than you ever thought you could be. He knows how to do it. Amen? Reconnect every day. Don't wake up with the problem in front of you. Wake up with Jesus in front of you. Spend time. I don't care if people think you're crazy. Because when much is given, much is required.
And I guarantee you that if you follow this lesson today, if you just lift the distress by giving it to God, and remembering that's how you do it, saying, you got me through all this, you're going to get me through this too, and enjoy God, wake up with God, and do those things that we talk about that the Bible says, I guarantee you when much is given, much will be required for you too, amen? He'll call on you, and you will feel healthy enough to do it. Give Him praise and glory. We saw, driving down to Tennessee and back, we saw some of the most beautiful country. You've all been there, you've all seen it. And I told my wife, you know, these are things you can only see once or twice. You can't go back every place and see it and be there and spend time there. So you have to see it and appreciate it. And then my wife said, look at all that God has blessed this country with. That's why we are blessed, because we called on Him. The goodness that we have, the blue skies and the white clouds over the most beautiful mountains. We have so much prosperity in the United States of America because we let God bless it. Amen. God removes distress, brothers and sisters. Wake up tomorrow and say hi to Him first. Oh, Lord, you get this message today. And just when you see Him in your life, when you see all the things He's doing, when you see how He's always been there, it will change you. It will remove the doubt and the worry so that you can enjoy the little gifts that He gives you every day to enjoy. Going out to breakfast with your loved one. Just waking up and having breakfast. Just enjoying the out. He'll let you enjoy all that more because He's saying, I'm taking care of the big stuff. Just you do what I got for you. God will remove the stress, and when that stress starts to go, your body's going to start healing. Don't let anybody tell you that God can't. Amen? Don't just because some doctor said that that's the way it is. To the doctor, it's exactly the way it is. We all have the doctors. They're exactly right. As far as He knows, that's the way it is. Amen? But with God, all things are possible, and now you're walking with Him. Amen? Feed your body the goodness. Don't be afraid to buy some extra fruit and vegetables. I know it sounds silly, and I know that I put this together. My heart is full with this. And don't forget to drink. Get that water. And just say, God, you know what? I'm going to feed my body the way the Bible said to do. I'm going to enjoy some of that. And Lord, I'm going to wake up with you. And you just, next week somebody's going to have a testimony. I know they will. Give God praise and glory.